Zaffa presents Baby Does a Runner, written and read by Anita Rani. Chapter 1. I'm completely lost. You know what I mean? I'm nodding at Freddy, but I have no idea what he's talking about. I lost interest ages ago, letting myself be distracted by the noise of the pub, the buzz of the alcohol in my veins. His mouth is moving, words are coming out, and my eyes are staring intently at his face. Externally, I'm giving off all the correct signals to Freddy that I'm listening to and engaged with his monologue, which is mostly about our colleague Paul getting the promotion Freddy thinks he should have got. We've had this conversation before. Freddy is physically attractive, tall with a classic swimmer's physique and dark blonde hair, always worn a little scruffy in that slightly posh way. He loves running his fingers through it when he talks, sometimes just holding it back off his face, his beautiful, clean, pretty boy face, and he always smells expensive. Sadly, none of this compensates for the fact that Freddy can be supremely boring. Him being boring hasn't stopped me from snogging him a few times, especially if the cheap house rent has kicked in, because he's nice looking, and well, he's right there. The setup suits me fine because it's on my terms and very, very casual. I know you're not supposed to mix work with your personal life, but when you spend so long at the office and socialise in the hours afterwards with the same people, it becomes your personal life. But now, I need to back myself out of this situation, so no more of that house red, which gives me killer headaches anyway. I look around for a glass of water, silently congratulating myself on remembering to hydrate, for once being sensible. But all I can see are empty bottles of wine and half-finished pints. Are you listening? Totally, Freddy, just thirsty. Here, have a sip of this. He hands me his pint, and I drink it. So much for being sensible. We always come to the same pub, a total dive, after work. The lighting is too low, the floor is sticky, and the toilets should come with a toxic waste hazard sign, but the music is great, and I'm much happier here than at the anodyne chain bars in town. Give me a place where you can skulk into a corner and slowly head nod over your whiskey, or dance until 2 a.m. on a Wednesday. Always nice to have options. It's not a group of people that could have come together in any situation other than a work-related one, united by our passion for marketing. The entire team is here today to celebrate Paul's promotion. Freddie's right. He should never have got it. Paul is outstandingly average at his job, but has this amazing ability to walk into every room as if he owns it. And he has that knack for stating his opinion so confidently that you're convinced he's right, until you realise, days later, he really wasn't. I'm still trying to figure out how he does this. Has he always walked through life believing he was right, and no one has done him the favour of telling him otherwise? He's with his usual gang of lackeys from accounts. They help to shore up his fragile ego by laughing like seals when required. Rebecca, you're heading to the bar? Paul shouts across the table to Rebecca, then nudges one of the seals and sniggers. Rebecca is a marketing executive who knows more than Paul will ever know about creative synergy problem solving for startups and most other things. But she's a junior, and he loves the wind-up. He also loves the bants, and the targets of his misplaced joshing are always the youngest in the office. Rebecca looks like she's very much in the middle of a conversation and not heading anywhere close to the bar anytime soon. Be a sweetheart, Bex. I'd love another pint. You can grab yourself one too. Oh, come on, don't give me that look. Be a good lass. Go on, get your boss a drink. We are celebrating me today, and I thought we were living in the age of equality. I'm watching and listening to Paul's pathetic routine and still nodding at Freddy, willing Rebecca to give him the finger. Don't get up. Don't get up. Don't get up. She got up. As she's walking to the bar, Paul nudges his mates with a stupid, satisfied look on his face, and right on cue, the lackeys from accounts do their job and begin laughing like seals. I feel like a zoologist observing a very basic animal species. I take another swig of Freddy's pint. Freddy is still sharing his pain with me at not getting the promotion, expecting me to do what I always do, comfort him, make him feel better, tell him how great he is, and what...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?